Turning to sports now on KNKX, former Seahawks wide receiver Doug Baldwin confirmed this week that he is indeed retiring from football. He issued a touching farewell on social media. KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel talked about Baldwin's legacy. Art, you've seen a lot of athletes come and go in Seattle. Where does Doug Baldwin fit into that?
He's one of the most compelling figures I've ever seen in Seattle sports, an unusual blend of passion and talents and intellect. Just being 5'9" and 190 pounds in the NFL, surviving 8 seasons, if he just did that alone,
right,
it would have been quite a feat. But he excelled, and he ended his career as the Seahawks' number two receiver in touchdown passes, trailing only Steve Largent, number three in yardage all time. And being a little guy surviving this long, I mean, I can't say I'm surprised that the injuries finally took their toll, but it's still a bit of a shock to see him depart simply because he was such a leader. Even though he was volatile and sometimes difficult, I think Doug had a real powerful influence in the locker room. Even though it was sometimes contentious, he had the respect of everyone.
We have seen his personality evolve over the years, from the early days with the nickname of Angry Doug to someone who's very thoughtful as he departs the world of football.
Doug always had a chip on his shoulder. If he was a little guy, he wanted to, you know, obviously play with the big guys. And I think it also applied to his upbringing. He grew up in Florida, the son of a police officer. And he went to a very white campus at Stanford, where he was a science and technology and society major. And he saw many worlds, and it was he was kind of at the center of a lot of this. And he developed a lot of passion about social injustice. He was an advocate as a player in his later years for police reform. He's been very active in the community about looking for connections between disparate communities. But he had to manage himself early on because there were times where he would lash out. Very prideful guy, but he could do things that irritated people, including his friend Richard Sherman. These two were Stanford grads, very close, like brothers. And like brothers, he told a story where they almost fought. They were driving in a car, got so mad at each other, they were going to park the car and duke it out on the side of the road. So there was a lot of intensity about Doug's personality, but there was also a real vision and a belief that he could make a difference in a game, a season, a team, and maybe in the future.
And to that end, Baldwin issued a very poignant farewell to fans on social media this week.
Right. If listeners want to take a look, it's worthwhile. It's on Seahawks.com. It was a 20-tweet thread that was basically an open letter to his younger self. That was a very, I thought, clever way of expressing some of his feelings about leaving the game and about the relationships he had made. But it also was a little enigmatic, as Doug often is. He had photos with each tweet, and they included the people that were closest to him. But no mention and no photos were made of Pete Carroll, the coach, and Russell Wilson, his quarterback, two central figures in Baldwin's football success. But that's part of the complex character that he created. And it also underscores something I've always said about sports figures and certainly politicians and Hollywood celebrities. Sometimes you think you know a person, but really you don't.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.